glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, here's a Bible verse for you. Job 37, verse 6. He says to the snow, fall on the earth, and to the rain shower, be a mighty downpour. I love it. Hey, welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. I'm the Friends part, Joey Kroll. Go ahead, pull up a chair here to the table of fellowship. Yeah, Job 37, 6. He says to the snow, fall on the earth, and he says to the rain shower, be a mighty downpour. Of course, yesterday we had all that snow yesterday, actually the night before, and oh, praise the Lord, looking forward to summer for sure. I really am. In fact, I saw a church sign just the other day that said, if you're praying for a blizzard, go to Dairy Queen. So, hey, friend, I pray that you are blessed today. So good to spend some time with you. I hope that your new year is off to a great start. And this is an exciting year. This is an exciting time to be part of this radio ministry here at Great News Radio. This is our 20th year. In fact, on Thursday, April 7th, 2016, it's our official 20th birthday, and we have many festivities to really celebrate what God has done, what He's doing, and what we know He'll continue to do. And we have a special 20th birthday extravaganza celebration. Again, Thursday night, April 7th, it's all going to be taking place at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. Nationally known speaker and pastor Dr. Erwin Lutzer is going to be speaking. The Singing Men of GNN also. The Great News Radio Theater Troupe will be putting on the skit there as well. There's going to be cake, ice cream, desserts, and music as well. And we will hand out gift boxes to the first 500 families in attendance that have pre-registered. So to register for the gift boxes, if you're one of the first 500, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the banner there. Also, this is a neat little deal. I'm glad we're doing this. There's a special pre-event that night that will start at around 4:30 in the restaurant area of the mall. We'll have music by UHS Orchestra, other groups and individuals as well. We're still kind of working out the details there, but we are planning a pre-event for those who have families, can't stay out too late. So we have a pre-event that will start roughly around 4:30 on Thursday, April 7th. For all the details and to be up to date on all of this, just again, visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. And such an exciting time here at the radio ministry. I was just telling Mark the other day, I said, you know, God is really on the move here at Great News Radio. Of course, we got the theater troupe up and going and celebrating our 20th anniversary and partnerships in the community and ministry taking place. And that is numero uno in my heart right there. Ministry taking place. The word of God going forth. I love it. I'm excited about it. So continue to pray for us and let us know how God has used this ministry in your life. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Or you can just email us anytime if you have a question, comment, staff@greatnewsradio.org. Hey, we just want to quickly just say happy anniversary to some great friends of the ministry, Vern and Doris Meyer. Great folks who just love this ministry. Great folks who love the Lord. Vern, he goes by the name of Curly. He sings with the Singing Men. His daughter, Peggy, who is such a sweetheart, by the way, she volunteers here at this ministry. And in fact, Doris, I was talking with Mark the other day. Mark was telling me that Doris also, from time to time, makes nice custom dog bone treats for his dog, Beamer. So he was quite excited about that. We just want to say hello and happy anniversary to some sweet folks in the Lord, Vern and Doris Meyer. Happy anniversary from all of your friends here at Great News Radio. Well, today we're going to have something a little special. You know, January is known as the most depressing month. Maybe because it's right after the holidays, right after family interactions. Maybe there were some expectations that were not met during Christmas time and family time. Whatever the reason, you look up any research, they will tell you that January is the most depressing month in the entire year. So today I want to encourage you by playing Songs of Hope. Be blessed and be encouraged today, and listener supported. Great News Radio.
How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy that he gives. Oh, but greater still the calm assurance we can face uncertain days because he lives. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio, playing Songs of Hope. And I'll tell you what, I love the words in Deuteronomy 7:9. It says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments." Friend, hold on to the promises of God today.
We'll still be there.
Playing Songs of Hope right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and I came across a story about a man who was slowly losing his memory. And after a lengthy examination, the doctor said that a risky operation on his brain might reverse his condition and restore his memory. However, the surgery would be so delicate that a nerve could be severed, causing total blindness. And the surgeon asked, "So which would you rather have, your sight or your memory?" The man pondered the question for a while and replied, "My sight, because I would rather see where I'm going than remember where I have been." Friend, our enemy is always, did you hear that? Always trying to dig up the past and keep us bound up in our failures. But be encouraged, friend. That's right. Be encouraged, because today is a new day. Today. Did you hear that? Today is a new day. Today and every day, you and I have a chance. You and I have a choice to make. We must choose to press forward and put aside our past. We must purpose to keep our eyes on the Lord, not on our successes or failures, but upon what we can do for Him today. So be free from the shackles of your past and keep your eyes on the prize. And that is, of course, Christ Jesus our Lord.
When you've said all there is to say, when you've prayed as long as you can pray, when you're broken, battered, and bruised, and you don't know what else to do, hold on to Jesus.
Watched their brother die. they waited for Jesus, he did not come. They wondered why. The death watch was over.
When he's 4 days late, he is still on time. I love it. It is Karen Peck and New River and 4 days late. Friend, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends. You can always catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.